The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back.
Good morning.
Good morning. I like the way you say that. This is Alan Ellis, and that is Robin, and this is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors and everything else that goes along with that. And we had a really kind of a what did we have last time?
I don't know. I've lost track.
It was a mess. Anyway, we got it fixed, and unfortunately, we lost transmission over the break. And Chris has got that back working, and so we've heard from some people that we were off the air, and we appreciate that. So, starting fresh this hour, let's talk to Bruce on the air. Good morning, Bruce. How are you?
Hello, Bruce.
So. Good morning. What I want to say is Memorial Day is Monday, and what it's really all about. The veterans, a memorial to those that gave their last full measure, that lost their lives defending this country, patriots. So back on what I was going to call about, I'm going to assume that because of a lot of the dialogue and conversation about immigration, which I'm for immigration. I'm just concerned about illegal immigration. So whether it's they're being politically correct because they're Hispanic, because the largest portion of the immigrants that are coming to this country, and if they come legally, that's fine. But some of the illegal immigration on the southwest border. So that's what I was going to say. And for those, when we're out there with our friends and family on Memorial Day, think about those people that made those sacrifices while I'll be with some family and friends. And the usual hot dogs, hamburgers, different things, potato salad, lots
yeah,
of
yeah.
food. So, yeah, I don't want to go. But you know what? If I get a chance, I'm going to be at Dunlake Veterans Park. And when they do that ceremony,
yep.
Well, I'm going to be there. I'm going to take my hat off, the Trump hat, and I'm going to bow my head. If they say a prayer, I'll say the prayer with them or silent. And when they do the gun salute and play the national anthem, which they usually do, it's been canceled the last 2 years. I'll think about that. And I'll even sit the veterans, the old veterans that put that on, I'll go over and shake their hand.
Well, thank you, Bruce.
That's what it's all about.
That's
the people
what it's all
lose,
about is
lose
remember.
Sight of that.
Yep.
You know, they're trying to get rid of our past and not think about it, and it's not the way to do it. What we have now, we have because of what happened before us.
Keep this in mind, Bruce. We owe a debt of gratitude not just to the veterans that died, but to those that served and are serving now.
Well,
we have.
Go ahead. Let me. I was going to say one more thing. Go ahead.
No, you finish, please.
So, unfortunately, I've been to more than a few military funerals, and I've heard either recording taps or somebody, and they were veterans. They didn't die in combat, but they served. I lost my nephew last August. Was 25 years in the Air Force. Came out of high school. He he was scheduled to retire 4 years regular stint, and 21 years as a reservist. And he had one more rank to go, and he didn't make it before he retired. He was a master sergeant. The next would have been a chief master sergeant, which is the highest NCO, you can be for a non-commissioned officer. And
okay.
So it was a shame. He was killed in an automobile accident. Stopped to help somebody.
Yeah.
There was an accident, and he to give help on the way to work, and some idiot lost control of the vehicle and hit him and drove into a
buddy.
Guardrail. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get
No, you're all right.
No, you're all right.
No, you're fine. I'm
sorry
very about sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm so sorry to hear. So.
And they all served, and they're all important.
Yes, sir. We got to let you go, buddy.
But every one of your things made perfect sense. Thank you.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thank you. It is tough, isn't it? Let's talk to Doug. Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Alan. Good morning, Robin.
Morning, Doug.
What day. Love your show. Listen to it as much as I can. I've got a question regarding coyotes. You were talking to Mark earlier.
Yep.
And I hiked with my dogs in the reservoirs, Lac Raven and
primarily.
And during the pandemic, we've had about 3 encounters with them. And
you say encounters, what happens?
Well, the first time my dogs, run and my male ran and he didn't come back for longer than usual, and so I whistled him back, and he came, while I was waiting, I heard this small dog yapping, and I said, what is a small dog doing in the woods? I mean, it sounded like a small poop-type dog, and it was unusual, and so when he came back, there right behind him was a small fox-looking animal, brindle-colored. And wasn't a fox. I know foxes. We flush them pretty regularly. But it stopped. It stood there. And I brought him in closer, and I just yelled at it to go away, and eventually it went away. And then on another trail, a different way, he ran straight up a hill and flushed one.
Wow.
And then the smaller dog went after it, and it didn't back off. And I was talking to a fellow who lives right there, and he said, that's a tripod. He's missing a leg. But then...
tripod. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
what was the question?
Well, my question is that... I'm talking to a fellow, and he said that you can hunt in Lac Raven and Pretty Boy 365 days for coyote, and this is the kicker for me, that you can use a firearm to hunt them.
I would check that regulation. If you want to send me an email reminding me about that, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, I would be greatly appreciative of that, and I'll try to find that out. But I seriously doubt if the city watershed would allow you to use a firearm in there just to hunt coyotes, unless somebody has some information,
Yeah, I've scoured their website and DNR, and I can't find anything on it. And I don't mind bow hunting, because I know when that is and all that. But
yeah,
but if. I've never seen anybody with a rifle.
I'd be real careful on that one.
Yeah. I just wanted to say one more thing. I never would have shopped at Clyde's except for your show, and I went down to Lansdowne, and they treated me so good. It was unbelievable. I mean,
they're good people.
Nice people down there, and I want to thank you for that, because I never would have gone all the way down to Clyde's and Lansdowne if I hadn't listened to your show.
Well, that's perfect. That makes us feel good, because they're really nice.
That's a great lead into the commercial, because he's next up. So
there you go.
Well, we could have paid you for that one.
Thanks, Doug. Yes, sir.
Have a great day.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Well, listen to Doug. Go to Clyde's. That's their commercial for this. No, we have to talk about Clyde's a little bit. Tell folks where they are. They're on Hammonds Ferry Road, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. Clyde's has been around since 1957. Can you imagine that? Fishing tackle, rods and reels, terminal tackle, stuff like Ugly Stick Rods by Shakespeare, Fluger Rods and Reels. There's a brand you don't see very often, but they make a high-quality rod and reel, the folks at Fluger. Been around a long, long time. Penn Fishing Rods and Reels, St. Croix Fishing Rods, Kids Combos, Trolling Tackle, Fishing License, Rod Repairs, all types of lures for all types of fish, all kinds of terminal tackle, you know, hooks and sinkers and bottom rigs and bobbers and that type of thing. Anything for rockfish, circle hooks, bucktails, umbrellas, and parachutes, especially live and frozen bait. That's what they have, live and frozen bait for fishing and crabbing and everything for crabbing that you can need, want, or imagine. Topless traps, trot lines, trot line parts, steamers, their own crab seasoning. All this is available at Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. 410-242-6108 is their phone number. That's 410-242-6108. Okay, so you put it off long enough, and this weekend may not be, you know, the best time to go out and have a cookout or a crab feast at your place, but you know what? There's going to be plenty of time and plenty of weekends. Spring's here, and the warm weather's coming back this week, so it's time to get that backyard fixed up, dressed up, get some equipment in there, get some stuff in there that you need to have a great time with your family. Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have that poly and hardwood furniture in every color imaginable, many different styles, tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and all kinds of accessories in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the beaches of Maryland and Delaware. Now, inside the showroom, here's what you need to check out. You know you want one. You know you need one because your old grill is rusted through. You're tired of it, so you need to go check out Kamado Joe, Big Green Egg, and the Pellet Grills by Traeger. You want a grill that's going to last 10 years? There you go. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, all at Backyard Billy's. Oh, Backyard Billy's has renewed their contract with us, too, for the next 3 months, so you'll be hearing more about them throughout the summer. Can't wait. How about that, Robin?
Yep.
Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com is the website, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard's going to look great. We'll be right back.
Northeast winds, a lot of gray weather around for today with rains throughout the day and then light showers tomorrow. Finally, some sunshine by Monday. Northeast winds keeping us in the 50s with half-inch rains. Coastal flood advisories up for the area. Low tonight, 48. Rain showers likely Sunday, and they'll be lighter. High 57, low 50 tomorrow night. And then Monday, partly cloudy with a high of 75. Tuesday, mostly cloudy near 80. I'm Scott Laurie Moore at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We all want clean water, and that pond on your family's property really needs cleans. Vegetation has overtaken it, and sediment is slowly filling it in. You know, something needs to be done, and you have questions. What chemicals can I use? Will the fish die? Do I have to hire some guy with a backhoe? How expensive will it be? Legacy Waters Environmental Services has the answers. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive with no need to restock, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. Gone. The best part is Legacy Waters Environmental Services is committed to providing affordable solutions which will revitalize your pond. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint and to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Raised on the eastern shore, in the slower lower half where there's not much more than a whole lot of water and a small strip of land, little towns like Princess Anne, cannon factories in tomato fields, crab pots stacked up around Chris Field. We know the harbor where the skipjack sails. That's right. I'm from Somerset County.
I love that song. Absolutely love that song. We got it.
Is that Somerset County?
Yep.
You can't let it play that long because...
long for me to figure it out. A lot of ways
I know.
In, no way out, so I gotta get...
Okay, we got Pete in Severn. Hey, Pete, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing wonderfully. How are you both?
Wonderful. In fact, Thursday I was in Severn, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Nice place to be from.
I went to see my old school. I went to Severn School, and it's not Severn School anymore. It doesn't even look the same. So.
Is it a Severn Elementary School?
No, Severn School. The Severn.
Oh, you're talking about the one in Severna Park.
Yeah, Severna Park. Sorry, you're right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no problem. Look for both old belts. I'm riding on the Beltway right now, riding past Clyde's.
good for Clyde. You. Clyde's getting a lot of play this hour.
Anyway, I bought people don't think about Pfluger anymore with names like Shimano and everything out there. I have some Shimanos and all that, but I tell you what, some of the best reels I have are Flugers, like the Supreme XT. I fight snakeheads with those.
Oh, yeah.
Straight bass. You can't beat Pfluger for the money. They're smooth, wonderful reels.
My dad had a Pfluger. My dad had a Pfluger President rod and reel bait caster when I was a kid, and I watched it go overboard in Lake Somerset, Pennsylvania. One day, couldn't get it. It just blop, right. I don't know if a fish struck it, and the line. You know, we didn't have it set well enough, or got a snag, but it just went whoop, right over the transom into the water. So.
You'd like to take a fish pull to it, right?
Yeah.
instead of a snag. Yeah, anyway, I have a couple questions for you. I appreciate being entered into that contest for them stuff.
Sure. But,
you're welcome.
How come people, you never hear anybody talk about people fishing on the Tred Avon or the Miles River for things like white perch and things like that?
I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, they're right here in our backyard, and I don't know the answer to that. I know people do. You know, I know people do. There's a lot of people fish off their docks down that way. I don't know about anybody that particularly goes out and you know, in the boat for that kind of stuff. But, I mean, it's certainly navigable waterway, and it just people don't talk about that kind of stuff. Everybody, right now, it's all snakehead, 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 bass, 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 catfish, catfish, catfish. And that's fine. That's fine. But, you know, the most popular form of fishing in Maryland is for panfish.
Absolutely, I'm there. I have a lot of snakehead gear and all that. I don't chase rockfish because I don't think that juice is worth the squeeze. If I catch them, okay. But I like fishing for snakeheads, but I like fishing for perch, panfish.
Yeah.
I want to get a number of tugs. And the reason I was asking that, you know who Phil Kirchner is?
I think I've heard that name. I'm pretty sure I know him, yeah.
He has Eastern Shore Light Tackle. He does perch charter.
Oh, okay.
I'm going out with him on the 15th, meet a couple friends, and I just kind of want to get to know that water over there a little bit. He goes out of the Easton,
right
there, where they have the ramp, and comes down the Tread Avon. But anyway, I just want to kind of see where he fishes over there. I was just kind of wondering because, I mean, that if it's not a heavily pressured area for white perch and other kinds of panfish, it seems like a good place to go.
Yep. Well, maybe that's his secret. It's not heavily pressured, so. You got me.
Yeah, hold on. I got a text from him. He's canceling my charter.
Yeah, of course. So.
Hey, you guys have a great weekend.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much.
You have a super one.
Love you both. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye. Thanks, we love callers like you.
Exactly. See ya. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. We're bearing in on getting the fishing tackle contest from Tackle Box Tim, the fishing package, I guess, of gear. Some pretty nice selection of fishing lures from Tackle Box Tim Sherman. And we're down to the wire here. We're about ready to cut it off. So if you'd like to be the last person on the list, you better give us a call, 410-922-6680. And while you're doing that, I'm going to tell you about our friends at Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Okay. In Edgewater, they invite you to their new location at 3137 Solomon's Island Road. That's Route 2. That's on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Call 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing and freshwater tidal and bay fishing tackle, too. And now Bay Country Crabbing Supply has a new hunting department complete with Hoyt and Matthews bows and more on the way. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors has fishing and crabbing bait, ice, stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines and trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, hand lines, stainless steel steamers, spices, and a full line of fishing tackle and gear. And Bay Country Outdoors is located in Edgewater. Remember that. The phone number, 410-956-0300, 956-0300. Attention, watermen, bring your license for your discount. BayCountryCrabbingSupply.com. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs, by the dozen to the bushel. Great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com, and Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in North Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy's corn squeezing. Ooh, white lightning. Well, the G-man, T-man, a rhythm lures too, searching for a place where we may.
What a lightning.
What a lightning. So, anyway, Robin.
Yes, sir.
I think you have some results of our fishing tackle giveaway.
Yep, I got it.
Got it.
Okay. Now, I wrote all the numbers down.
Yep.
I sent the pictures back to Chris to make it all legit with the numbers on it so everybody saw it.
Yep.
I used the random number generator.
Yep.
And we got the number 3.
Okay. And who does that correspond to on our list?
Is Glenn Sheltis.
Hey, Glenn.
Hey, Glenn, congratulations.
Congratulations, buddy. How about that?
See, let Alan have to cut you off because we're running late again.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It's been a crazy day, y'all. It really has.
Yeah.
But congratulations to Glenn. He has got a tackle package coming to him.
Yep. From Tackle Box Tim.
From Tackle Box Tim.
Yep. And Tim actually texted me earlier. He has the name of for a fella to, I think it was Bob that had the rod that needs fixed.
Yes. So, he had the sliding ring.
Yes, yes. Tim recommended a friend of mine, a guy by the name of Tom Wewerka.
Mm-hmm.
Tom worked at Harford Metals, I think. No, that's not what Tom did. Tom sold equipment. Tom sold heavy equipment for a while. Avid bass fisherman. Now he's retired. Now he's got his own tackle business. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah, so I have that number. Yeah.
We have gotten the show back on on track. Chris has been working himself to death this morning, trying to keep us on the air and keep things straight and keep us straight, which is a full-time job, as he will, I'm sure, tell you all. And we got help for Bob.
Yep. And now we got Richard from Rosedale. Morning, Richard.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Thank you for taking my call. I'm a crabber from way, way back. Oh, my God, back in the 70s.
Okay.
I can remember when I went out there, like, Wye River.
Yeah.
And boy, let me tell you something. I caught 5 bushel of crabs.
Wow, that's a lot of crabs.
A lot of crabs.
Yep.
So, and there was nothing, no restrictions. But you know what? We had big parties, though. You know, steaming them crabs up in the backyard and all that there.
Oh, sure.
It was really nice. But anyway, getting back to now where things are, it looks like it's the high cost of, you know, and all that there. I guess a lot of people really can't afford it.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
I know I have to get crab meat for next weekend, and I'm dreading it.
Yeah, $50 a pound for crab meat.
I'm looking at, well, I'm up in age now. I'm pushing 90.
Wow.
Oh, wow. You sound
great.
Wonderful.
And I do a little bit of Ronald Reagan, you know. Well, I don't know. I told Nancy, I don't recall, but I used to go out there one day, and me and Nancy, we would catch a lot of those good, nice, big crabs, you know.
That's pretty good, man. Pretty good. We love it. Yeah, man. Ronald Reagan is rolling over in his grave right now.
Yeah.
There's no question of what's going on in this great country of ours that, you know, he was such a patriot, and, you know, I just...
And our founding fathers to go along with it.
Yeah, our founding fathers are—they're spinning.
Lincoln's hat is.
Not only Lincoln, but Washington has flipped his wig.
His dentures.
And his dentures, that's for sure. Well, Richard, thank you for that. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you very much, and you all both have a good day.
All right.
You have a super weekend and a happy holiday.
Thanks, Richard. Take care now.
Hasta luego.
Bye-bye. Captain Don. Morning, Captain Don.
Welcome back, Captain Don.
Good morning. Good morning, Robin and Alan. Just want to say how great it was for Kenny, my teacher, Kenny, and I to make a visit down there to Oxford last week. People were just wonderful, and they were so appreciative of everyone who tried to help the cause.
Oh, yeah.
Which was a wonderful, wonderful cause for the Oxford Volunteer Fire Department down there.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I hope they raised a lot of money. I don't know that we've really talked to the family this week to get the results and everything else. They're kind of like, they've disappeared weekend. So
they were very, very busy. And just a great affair at a great location. It's the first time I had been down there on the Tred Avon.
Yeah.
And took the ferry on the way back.
I love that ferry.
What's that, Bellevue?
Yeah, Oxford Bellevue.
Yeah. And I heard it's the oldest continuously operating ferry in the country.
Very well, maybe.
I think that's correct.
Yeah.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah, it's just a short ride, but it's pretty neat. I think it's a 6-car ferry.
It's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah,
and the restaurant right down there on the corner, right where you got the ferry, that one's very nice also.
Yeah, we went over to, there's like an ice cream shop out on the pier, I believe it was.
Right.
Yeah.
Really? Oh.
You know where it is, where you get.
You went there?
Yeah.
The Scottish Island Creamery?
We drove all through that area. Yeah. I think he was looking for another place down there so he can move his other boat down.
Yep.
I love it down there. I just absolutely love it. And when we off the air sometime, I'll give you a bunch of restaurants. Y'all got to come back.
So
we'll be back. Absolutely, we'll be back. Yeah.
It was so nice to see your smiling face.
So I stopped at a place in Quantico, Maryland the other day, way back in the back.
I know.
Backwoods.
You didn't check to see if they were open.
I didn't check to see if they were open, and they weren't. So, but I was driving across. It's not far from Princess Anne as the crow flies. Okay.
Right.
So I'm on Waze or one of the might have been Google or something, and I'm driving along this road, and all of a sudden there's a stop sign, and I stop. And there's the GPS directs me straight ahead, which is across the river. I'm like, okay, Well, I do happen to notice that there's a sign there, and on the other side of the river there's a ferry, so I actually got to ride the Whitehaven Ferry for my very first time ever to head from Quantico to Prince's Anne.
And it looked like it was about four times smaller than the ferry you were on.
Oh, I think it's a two-car ferry. Yeah.
Is that a cable ferry?
It is a cable ferry.
Yeah. I was on that some years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
Cable.
Yeah. It was like...
I want to go down there and see that. I've never been on a cable ferry.
Well, we'll have to go. But it was kind of cool getting on there. And the guy, you know, the guy in the little cabin there, he's like, he just kind of waves you on, you know. He doesn't tell you when to stop. He just kind of puts his hand up and waves you on when he stops. And then you're kind of on your own when it stops and the arm goes up. You drive off and the next guy drives on and here we go. So,
were there a lot of people using it?
Well, it was busy. I mean, it was steady. There was a guy behind me that was pulling a trailer that needed to get across, and he couldn't get on with me on there on the truck because, you know, the truck and trailer was just too long. But it would have fit his truck and trailer if he were the only one there. So,
yeah.
So, anyway.
Pretty cool stuff.
Yeah. That's the second time that's happened to me on the GPS. The first time it ever happened was in Frederick County, and the thing came up and said Ford Creek. I was in the back country of Frederick County, and I was going on this dirt road, and that was the shortest distance, you know how GPS does.
Yeah.
And I came to a creek, and the GPS said Ford Creek. Man. So I said, okay. So I just drove across the creek. It was, you know, 50 yards wide. On my way, I went.
What was the name? I know we're... What was the name of that first navigation system that people all had? What was the name of that? You know what I'm talking about? When that first came
Magellan?
Out. Magellan? Huh?
Magellan?
No.
Oh, I don't know.
There was another name. I can't think of it. Anyway.
I don't remember.
There was some name, and everybody, that was what everybody got when you first came out with GPS.
Oh, you plugged it in your...
Yeah.
Garmin.
Yeah. Garmin.
Garmin.
Thank you. Oh, I love it. So I was in the middle of downtown Philly looking for a hotel. And we were about 5-6 blocks from the hotel, and we couldn't move, you know, traffic. And Garmin told me, you can get out and walk from here.
Really?
That's what it said. You could get out and walk from here. And I'm like, in the middle, I guess I just leave my car in the middle of the street and get out and walk. Exactly. I was like, no, you can. I'm not.
Probably told you to walk the Passyunkin 9th Streets where the cheesesteak capital of the world.
Cheesesteak capital of the world.
I went to the cheesesteak capital of the world.
There you go.
Yep.
I would go back to Philly in a heartbeat just to go to Reading Market, Terminal Market. Oh. Yeah.
Every once in a while, we take a trip up to get a couple cheesesteaks up there.
There you go. That sounds like a
fun
day trip.
Are you feeling better, Robin? I think you had a little problem at the end of the event last week. Oh. I know you were very, very active. You were moving all around that place. And,
my back was killing me, so.
Oh, jeez. Well, I hope it's feeling better.
MRI yesterday. Yeah. We don't know what the next step is. So,
I'm ready to amputate, but I don't think
we're done with the pain shots. I think, and after what 20 some,
whatever.
So, you know.
Well, real quick, a lot of things are opening up. The Pasadena Sports Fishing Group. We're going to have that kids derby. We're going to start that up in September, and monthly meetings, and I'll get to you with that maybe.
Okay, that sounds good.
Sounds wonderful. We are all about kids.
It's free. So, well, it's a $5 entry fee, which you get back when you show up. So,
got it.
We'll get
that is cool.
Details, but y'all take care.
All right, buddy. Thanks for the call, Don.
And thanks again for last weekend. That really meant a lot.
Thank you for your support.
Our pleasure, really.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Frank. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Frank.
Good morning. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing all right. How about you?
This is that 89-year-old guy down in Essex here.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for the time I called you. I had some duck hunters going up my creek.
Yeah.
And you thought it was very funny that I called it a creek. And what it was, yesterday morning, my wife opened the front door. We're down here on Back River.
Yeah.
And I got 3 acres of woods. And there was three deer on our front lawn.
Nice.
Oh, beautiful.
Opened the door, and they just walked around the house nonchalantly.
Yeah.
Then they walked down, went over. Then my neighbor gives me a call. He says, Did you see them three deer, Frank? So I thought I'd just pass
now,
one to you.
Now, were these
perfect?
Were these full-grown deer?
She saw them, and I.
Oh, okay.
You know, and
because she, it is fawning season now, you know it is fawning season. So.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back from the break. So.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Hey, Frank, you have a very happy holiday this weekend, okay?
And you too.
Frank, did you serve?
You all right.
Did you serve, Frank?
Did you serve, Frank?
Huh?
Did you serve in the military?
Yes, I was served in the Korean War.
Thank you very much for that.
I didn't go there. I went to Germany, and I was in the 587 Engineer Field Maintenance, and had a weapons carrier repair truck, and I took care of I repaired a couple dozers up in the Taunus Mountains. We were clearing out the forest for the Burgermeister, and the Forestmeister, excuse me.
Yeah.
And they really appreciated what we'd done. And
yes, indeed.
We found
indeed.
An old Garand rifle, which
sure.
mostly the Marines had them.
Yep.
But we found one, so.
Wow, cool.
Very cool.
Well, thank you
for your service again.
Indeed. And all of our listeners who serve.
Yeah, we should have asked that earlier.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have a program like you go on there.
No, thanks, Frank. Okay.
Thank you.
Take care, buddy.
Bye-bye now.
Have a good weekend.
You too.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
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 So spring has sprung, and it is time to get back in your backyard. I mean, after the rain, of course, and once it clears up, gets a little warmer. You're going to want to have some folks over when the crabs get cheaper, have a little crab feast. But right now, you can eat hot dogs and hamburgers and not go broke just yet. What did we pay for a burger the other night? $4.49 a pound?
I don't know. Everything's
that's crazy, crazy prices. But anyway, you can eat those cheaper than you can eat crabs. And how are you going to do that? Well, you need a table and chairs. And you need a couple places for, you know, aunt and uncle to sit on the deck. So you get a couple Adirondack chairs. You get your new picnic table with your benches or chairs or seats. You put your tiki bar up on your deck, and you decide, hey, you know, we're going to do some cooking out here, so we may as well get a new grill. Well, who can fix you up with all that stuff? And then after we cook out, we're going to go sit around the fire out in the backyard in the fire ring. Well, that would be Backyard Billy's can handle all that. All that. Tables and chairs, poly and hardwood tables and chairs, Adirondack chairs, all of that. Route 50, exit 44 in Kent Island. Swing sets and tiki bars and storage sheds. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside the showroom, check out the grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. And you will just enjoy it. If you need a little shade on your deck, you don't have to invest in a whole roof or pergola or screened in porch. You can just get a big deck umbrella from Backyard Billy's. I'm laughing because
he's laughing because I want a screened in porch.
There's a screened in porch in our future, I can tell you. Hey, there's great looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And those fire pits and fire rings, just tons of them at Backyard Billy's. And they are the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Backyard Billy's, exit 44, right off Route 50. Visit BackyardBillies.com or call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, is your hunting headquarters, your full-line Browning dealer. Check out these two high-powered rifles in the Hell's Canyon Speed series. There's the BAR, the Mark III, comes in Magnum, short Magnum calibers, burnt bronze Cerakote finish, arid urban camo, composite shim adjustable stock, inflex recoil pad, and a threaded muzzle brake. Same with the X-Bolt. In the Hell's Canyon model, bolt action rifle, not an auto loader, same camo, comes in select calibers in three different series, the Speed, Long Range, and McMillan models. If you're looking for a quality high-powered rifle, bolt action rifle, or auto loader, check these out, these Browning firearms out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108, open 7 days a week, and we'll be right back after these messages.
We all want clean water. So does your community have a yucky sediment pond in the development and your homeowners association doesn't know what to do about it? Is your local golf course water hazard choking with weeds and sediment? Is your farm pond or waterfowl impoundment not friendly to fish and waterfowl anymore? What about your community pond owned by the town or county? Does your local marina have to deal with overgrown vegetation every year? If you said yes, here's the solution. Legacy Waters Environmental Services. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is a family-owned, Maryland-based company that has invested in the specialized equipment that hydraulically removes sediment and vegetation from ponds, lakes, and waterways. They use no chemicals. The fish remain alive, and the choking vegetation and invasive plants are gone. They're gone. Legacy Waters Environmental Services is dedicated to leaving the smallest possible footprint to preserve the quality of your waterway for generations to come. To learn more or schedule an appointment to review what your pond requires, visit the website legacywatersenv.com or call 410-357-1622. And you can see the job site videos on the Legacy Waters Facebook page. Call 410-357-1622 for Legacy Waters Environmental Services, leaving water better than when we found it. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best seafood in Harford County and Northern Baltimore County. Madonna Seafood Restaurant offers an outstanding menu for lunch or dinner and all-you-can-eat crabs. It's a great place for a family event or business meeting. Madonna Seafood Carryout has steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, great pizza, subs, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road after a few miles, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. 410-557-CRAB, MadonnaSeafood.com. And Madonna Seafood is open every day at 11.
Hey, we're back. Let's talk to Luigi. Good morning, Luigi.
Morning, Luigi.
Good morning. How are you all doing today?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. You know,
cool.
I don't know if I told you, my daughter in 2019, she graduated from Salisbury with a degree in
yes.
chemistry and biology, and now she finished up in 20 with her bachelor of science, registered nurse.
Wow, congratulations to her.
From Easton.
Awesome.
Wonderful.
Yeah. I'm so proud of her.
You should be.
You should be.
Yeah. And, you know, my wife's still nursing. You know, she's a nurse.
Right.
Everything's good that way, and the puppies are all good.
Yeah, we haven't heard from you for a while.
Everybody's so. Happy, huh?
Yeah.
Got it, man.
I just tried to call. I just was listening to the program. I've been listening to the program. You know that. I tell you
yep.
that. Because I love it.
And well, we do our best. Yeah. Sometimes we get a little messed up.
We get a little confused.
Go ahead.
No, I said sometimes we get a little confused.
Yeah, we'll tell you this. I remember so many Memorial Day weekends like this, rainy, and I used to go down the ocean, all you know, Memorial Days and stuff, whatever.
Yep.
But that's the way it goes. But we got to remember all the patriots, all the warriors who were killed in action.
Yes, we do.
That's what I'm doing all the time. I'm making pictures out to one of the VA cemeteries or something.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, there's that nice one over in Beulah.
Yeah,
Beulah
that's
Cemetery.
Nice.
I've got a friend there.
So what are you all going to do this weekend?
Just have some...
We're going to hang out here at the house.
Yeah, with the grandkids, maybe some.
Do a little cooking tomorrow, maybe, somewhere. So.
Yeah. So we're having chicken and shrimp.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
Yep.
I don't know what
looking
my wife,
forward to it.
He's off on the weekends, so I don't know what we're going to do. My daughter is over her fiance's parents' house in Lanham.
Right.
She went, they went over there last night, so.
Got it.
They get to that age.
She works Monday.
Yep.
What unit is she working on?
She's in telemetry. Right.
Got it.
Now.
Very cool.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, we got to go.
There's the music.
Oh, okay. Listen, you have a great week.
All right, Luigi. Thank you so much.
I'm going to get you over here one day. We have a little party cookout night.
We can do that. We can do that.
I would do it. Thank you so much, Luigi.
You'll have a great time, I guarantee you.
I don't doubt it.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy the rainy weather, and remember those who have served and lost their lives. That's what this weekend's about, but also remember the ones serving now. They're fighting for our country and for what we live for and what we stand for.
Say a prayer for our veterans, say a prayer for our country.